can't wait for the day to begin.
Come on, Bernie, start singing early.
I get dressed up and I call my friends.
Worms wiggling, everybody's giggling.
It's time to get out and play. Where do we go today?
What you just heard is a 90-second mashup of original music that reflects almost 40 years of my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have unconsciously been creating an audio history of my life and things I care about. It's not music history, it's music as history. And I didn't realize this until recently. In 2020, the year of the COVID, right? It was also for me the year of the cancer. And I had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That non is very deceiving, right? It's like, oh, good, it's non. Non, that's got to be good. It's like non-COVID, non-cancer. No, but I caught it early, and I am here today, cancer-free. Yeah. Yeah, but the cancer, let me tell you, it made me immediately start looking at my house, not cleaning it, but making it in some order, because when I died, I wanted to not leave a mess for the people I loved. I really recommend it for everybody. Not the cancer, no, but putting your life in order. I also started archiving like crazy the music that I've made over my years here in Baltimore. And I was like, oh, finding all these photos and articles. I started digitizing and transferring music and videos. And I discovered that, hey, you know, the past sounds better than I remember. Yeah, and so, okay, let me tell you. I came here from New York City in, actually, it's 1984 that I answered that ad. I only recently found out it was 1984 to sing in a new wave band, because it was the 80s, right? Do you remember that? You're looking like not, yeah. Okay. So it was called Another Language, and we quickly had to change the name to Beyond Words. For some reason, maybe another band had another language. So, and it was such a great rocking new wave band. You know, it was like deep with synthesizer and saxophone and those Simmons drums. Remember the Simmons drums? I don't know. You guys are all younger than me, but back then we had Simmons drums and boing 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 boing. It was so cool. And I had the affected voice, right? Think like early Cyndi Lauper and maybe Susie and the Banshees, you know. And the songs, they weren't so much love songs as songs of desperation and hope and escape. And we were always hoping for that record contract, that record deal, and it never came. And back in the 80s, you needed a record contract to get anywhere. So, but then one day I woke up and I didn't want to be in Beyond Words anymore. And it was, after all, the 90s, and I was 30, and I was in love, and I wanted something completely different. So bassist Mark Evongo, guitarist Michael Gale, who's here, hey Michael, and me, we started a band called Love Riot, and it was totally different, just what I wanted, no drums, no saxophone, no synthesizer, and we added a violinist named Willem Elsevier, and it was acoustic and beautiful and romantic. And the songs evolved, the band evolved, the music evolved really quickly, and we added drums, Ron Campbell, and my husband taught me some electric guitar, you know, and that just changed my world. I felt this strength that comes from putting on an electric guitar and plugging in. So all of a sudden, it was boots and jeans and feedback for me. And I was so happy because in Beyond Words, I was this diaphanous creature in this twirling vintage dresses, and I would go barefoot on stage, but no more of that. No. So, and the mix of the electric guitar and the violin was such a wonderful fabric for the music. Songs like you heard, you know, Heaven Can Wait, right? And Love Riot had some success. We won this worldwide music contest called Music Quest, sponsored by Yamaha, and we went to Japan, and we went to Japan broke, and we came back $20,000 richer with lots of musical equipment. And we also found ourselves on the stage, on the set, not a stage, a set of Homicide Life on the Street, that NBC show that was filmed here in Baltimore, crime series. And we played ourselves busking in the subway while Vincent D'Onofrio was pushed out onto an oncoming train, you know? Oh my gosh. And here I am singing, just killing time, right? It's like, yeah, okay, it makes sense. So anyway, then 2000 came, and it wasn't just the millennium. My world changed. The earth shook. I had a baby. And all of a sudden, I didn't want to sing romantic, sexual, heartbreak songs, those type of love songs. I wanted to sing songs to my baby and the love I had for her and what she was going to experience growing up in this world. And so Milkshake was really different. I kept the boots, but I put down the guitar, and I put on a tutu, and I grabbed a wireless microphone so I could go out and dance and sing in a sea of little ones. And it was just fantastic fun. So I ended up doing it for 20 years. And the music that I made was, again, totally different. It was not ambiguous like Love Riot and Beyond Words. It was simple and direct songs about ABCs and pretending, you know, that I've got a big bottle of sunshine, and songs about counting on your fingers and toes. You know, here, yeah, like wait, try it with me. I know you can do it. Here we go. Both hands up and you make two fists. Yeah, you're looking good. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fingers on one hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fingers on the other hand. Okay, you would know this if you were younger. Okay, so anyway. Anyway, it was great. And Milkshake, amazingly, was probably my most successful experience being a musician. We not only toured the country in Mexico, we made videos for PBS Kids and Discovery Kids and Nick Jr. And we didn't play places like this. We played like amazing places. No, this is an amazing place. It is. But, you know, we did hang out at the Austin Music Festival with Dave Grohl and Josh Homme. And Milkshake even took us down the red carpet of the Grammy Awards. So that was, yeah, thanks. Yeah, that was really cool. But here we are now. And my daughter is 21. And in 2 days, I will be 62. And I'm like, nah, something's going on here. If history is a sign, right? It's telling me that, you know, it's got to be something new and different. And sure enough, I've got this magic instrument, right? And I have on this phone voice memos of snippets of songs. And I can only think that maybe they will be songs that reflect an older me, a different me, hopefully a wiser me, and more observant. And I hope it's still music as history. Thank you.